I said we'd go to the phones. Let's see if we can go to Gordon.
Rick called in.
Oh, yeah.
Last hour.
Hang on, Gordon. Hang on.
Last hour.
Yeah.
Had a question. He is in a manufactured home.
Yes.
And he can never, ever get cool water, even out of the cool spigot.
How about in the winter? He just can't get cool water in the summer.
Summer, right.
Okay. You know, I got this solution from a listener years ago when I was given this question on the air. A listener called me during the week. He said, Rosie, I took a second water heater and put it beside the first one, and I let the cold water come in there, and then I take the cold water out of there. I never turn that water heater on. And so it acts as a water cooler. So you fill it up, whether it's a 40-gallon, 60-gallon, or 80-gallon, and you let that hot water sit in that tank, and by the time you then draw out of it, it's cooled down to the point where it's bearable.
Do you think you'd have to worry about...
I thought that was a pretty clever point.
Would you have to worry about water quality?
I don't think so, because you're bringing in the chlorinated... If you're on a city supply system, you're bringing in chlorinated water. You're only storing a few gallons there. It's a lot less than what they're storing up in the tanks on the side of the mountain.
This is true.
I wouldn't think so. But if you were worried about it, then you could run it all through a water treatment RO system. But that was Rick in a modular home.
East Mesa.
Sometimes they're kind of tight on space. You know, I don't know. I don't know. The other thing you could do is you could call our Rosie Certified Water Treatment Experts, Water Treatment Technologies, the Pettijohn family, or the Crisman family at All About Water, and see if they have pressure tank that they could install and just bring the water into a pressure tank and let it cool there before you send it into the rest of the house. That's about the only good economical solution I can give you other than replumbing the whole house and re-insulating what, you know, pipes you have. And that's one thing is if you're in a modular home and you've got the crawl space to get in underneath it, make sure the pipes that are there are insulated. Okay? That would be my recommendation. Now, let's see if we can get to Gordon here. Gordon, good morning. Thanks for letting me jump into Rick's question here. You're up next, my friend.
Yeah, no problem at all. I live in a manufactured home, too, that's now 23 years old.
Okay.
It was actually custom-built by Cavco up in Phoenix, but it's not, you know, cost twice as much as a normal one.
Yeah.
The roof was designed for Saltillo tile up there.
Okay.
But because of, I guess, HUD regulations or something, they couldn't ship it without a roof on it. So they put on 20-year shingles.
Okay.
And it should be 23 years old now, and a good portion of the sand is missing. And there were a couple of shingles missing, but not totally so where they were causing leaks. In fact, it comes through the monsoon season without leaks.
Okay, good.
We have three different people out here to assess re-shingling the roof.
Yeah, okay.
Two of them told me, oh, you got to strip it. I'm going, how what? Because there's no soft spots or plywood problems with it, and there's no leakage. I'm from Illinois where three layers of shingles was
right.
common.
Yeah, okay.
Another guy come up and says, oh, he says, your roof is in really good shape for the age it is. He says, you just need to replace those shingles that are missing. And he says, I go a few more years before we have it. Re-shingle was the word he said.
Okay, all right.
Now, I'm kind of wondering, you got two against one, two that are telling you that you got to strip it. And I'm kind of thinking, is that just the way to make more money for them?
Well, a lot of contractors are not only going to look at you know, what you're asking, but also, okay, if I touch that roof, now I own it as a warranty situation for whatever my contract says. So there are some guys, like the one contractor, that's going to come on board and say, hey, let's replace the shingles that we've got here, go a couple more years. If you're not leaking now, I'm having a hard time picturing how we're seeing missing shingles when they're all underneath a concrete tile roof.
No. So the house is designed for a tile roof.
Oh. So they can just visually see the three-tab shingle roof, and you're missing a few. That's a much easier problem. If the one guy says your roof looks pretty good, I mean, a 20-year three-tab shingle, it's not unusual for that to go 30, 35 years. Not unusual at all. If the one guy says he can get up there and replace the couple of loose shingles, missing shingles, and he's willing to warranty it, I'd probably go along with that. But, Gordon, if you want, take a couple pictures of the roof and send it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Or when I come down to the Saba Home Show, I'll drive by the house and take a look at it and tell you if I think you got a few more years on that roof. And I say, if you do, let her ride.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.